Om Shanti.
And a very good evening, everyone. Hope all of you are warm. It's a very cold evening. So a very, very warm welcome to this evening's very special session, strengthening the Avyat experience. And we have with us our dear beloved Didi, Sudesh Didi. Many of you know her, I'm sure. We had a beautiful session just now. But also, many are first-timers in our registration. There are about 150 of them, and I think they would like to know Didi a bit more. And so I take this opportunity to introduce Didi to all of you. Well, Didi is based in Germany as the European Director of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University, and she's also director of the Moringen Retreat Center in Germany. And that's official capacity. And also her official capability is that I know that she's a wonderful teacher, a spiritual leader, Baba's outstanding ambassador, I may call her, and, lecturer, broadcaster, so many beautiful, wonderful roles that Didi is playing. And she is also very exceptional, for me especially, because not only that she's a teacher, but I feel personally in my 30 years of interaction with Didi that she is also a very caring, loving mother and a friend. And she will know to the needs, and she's able to read your heart and your mind if you're going through something. So for me, she's very, very special. And of course, two main special qualities that I have picked up from her is her ability to listen physically from the words, as well as listen to the heart and sounds of those whom she interacts with. And Baba has praised her. I'm sure you all know what title Baba has given her. Do you all know the title Baba has given her? She's the Nightingale of Knowledge. So special. And her teaching capabilities was recognized even when she was very young. Some unique circumstances. She became the headmistress of a girls' school. I only knew this today. Headmistress of girls' school at the age of, guess what age? Headmistress, normally you are much older, at the age of only 16 years. And of course, she took on to study and got a degree in political science from the Punjab University in Delhi. So a very, very special, unique Baba's instrument, and we all love her dearly. So let's give her a warm welcome. Thank you. So let's enjoy the session, strengthening the Avyak experience.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Today's topic is strengthening the avyakti stage. What is the meaning of avyakt? In Hindi, vyakti means a person. Vyakti, human being, a person, and vyaktitva is called personality, the quality of that person, value in his life, and becoming the embodiment of specialities which are in every human beings, in every soul, there are specialities. And we can experience and express ourselves only when we are on this planet. In the soul world, our personality, our spirituality, our reality, divinity, royalty, dignity, that we experience here on this planet, in the soul world it is not experienced. In the soul world, we are just souls. In that place, we are beings. Here we are human beings. But what Baba wants to see us, what Baba wants to make us, is divine human beings. Being human beings, but becoming like angels. Between these two places, soul world and this physical world, human world, incorporeal world and corporeal world, between the two, the border of the incorporeal Brahma element and the border of the physical world of matter, five elements. This is depicted as subtle region, angelic world, devalok, divine lok, divine world. But that is also known where avyakta Brahma Baba, avyakta Vishnu, avyakta Shankar live. So subtle region, avyakta world, angelic world. What is actually the experience of that? How to reach that level? Baba will make everyone bodiless, we want or not. Drama is ready and has planned to make us bodiless because we cannot return home with the body. But question is, every day Baba says, be bodiless, be bodiless, be bodiless. What does it mean? So in this world, when we are in the physical body, we become the embodiment of the property that is of matter. Matter makes us more human being, body conscious. The being becomes body conscious because visible thing is body. And we learn first lesson, I am not this body, I am a soul. But body is important, and Baba says, be bodiless. Be incorporeal, be an angel, be a vyakt. What is the difference between these stages? And so as we are, when we are in body conscious, the elements, energy of gravity, of emotion, of heat, of heaviness. This is what it is, the property that itself is here, or being weightless, or weight, having weight. All this is what it belongs to here, this corporeal world. Weight is in the corporeal world. Measurement is in the corporeal world. Gravity is in the corporeal world. So be bodiless means be in this body, but keep this consciousness that you are not influenced by body consciousness. By being body conscious, this the world of Maya becomes very powerful. And so in order to become avyakt, we need to recognize, or in order to become an angel, as we need to recognize, realize the experience of Shiv Baba, relationship with Shiv Baba, recognition of godly power. We also need to become aware of the power of what is you call Maya, Ravan, or the property of five vices. The property of five elements, the energy of five elements, or energy of five vices. So bodiless means being in the body, recognize that you are not being influenced by the first element, and that is body, matter, earth, and earth has attraction, gravity. And vices means they pull us towards themselves. We are attracted. Attachment is also attraction. Lust is also desire and attraction. Greed is what? Greed, we are pulled towards the objects, non-living things. Anger, heat, energy in form of jealousy, hatred, rejection. This is the inner power, which is the power that influences us. Fire. So, ether. To try to have everything under my control. Everything exists in ether. All these things, five, four elements exist in ether. Miss ego. So body consciousness means five elements, and being influenced by five elements, then we begin to use our gift that was also five elements. Because body is also gift of nature. Body did not come from soul world. Body is received here. It is gift of matter, nature. This is why we say earth to earth. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. And when the soul leaves the body, all these elements go into elements because it is the property of nature. And nature also gives us wonderful method to use these elements, these organs, because they are also natural gift. All these sense organs is also natural. It's not that you create them. It is also built in nature. So we are very much naturally so attached with the body. And we are trained to use our body more and more, because something which is a new gift to us after coming from the soul world, this is a wonderful toy. Wonderful toy to play with it. And so our parents also teach us to act different way. Language different is, features different, fashion different. Many things are totally different. And so it attracts us. And then we begin to use our sense organs more in an earthly way. In body conscious, or the way that we become influenced, impressed and attached. And so be bodiless means be detached from the body and learn to use your sense organs sensibly, knowledgeable. And so this is why the first step of strengthening our angelic stage or our avyakta stage is practice of bodilessness. I, the incorporeal soul, use my body less and less. Body, of course, I need to use every time. I cannot use this less, because from morning till evening I am using it. Even I am sleeping, I am using it, because it is body that helps me to have rest. It is whatever I am doing, I need a body. But how I use my body, that is called bodilessness. Who is using? Body is not using the body. The soul is using the body. And the soul is using the body, so what I have to become first? Be incorporeal. You are a soul. Corporeal energy makes you use your body more, because corporeal belongs to this world. And I am incorporeal soul. So first step, and this is why either I say I am not this body, but what am I? I am a soul. Which soul? Incorporeal soul. Okay, then what it is that I have to practice that I use my sense organs less? Because it is what is making this body consciousness is making me impure. Mixture. Impure means my body actually, when it was divine in the golden age, it was pure. So pure that their statues are made with matter, and it is also earth. There is water in it as well. They also use fire to make it strong. They also make the colors and also. But these statues are worshipped, and we call them pure divine beings. So there is a difference, that when we are with this consciousness that I am a pure and peaceful soul. So incorporeal stage means that from my incorporeal world, I have these two qualities, inherent qualities in me. They are natural qualities in me. But when I am not using them and I am influenced by the external environment, I am using less and less. Less means more influenced by something. Then I become impatient, I become attracted by that. Influence creates mixture, And so this influence then pulls me, and I feel I am tied by that. I'm pulled to do, forced to do that. And if someone, I want to say something, my idea is there and others don't accept it, I react and I get angry. What it is? Now I am using not peace, I am losing my peace. And you, why I am losing my peace? Because influences that others did not accept my idea, others did not believe me. So my idea which I got from outside, I want to make other believe that, which is creates an anger, then creates reaction. So using less and less, means forgetting I am a pure and peaceful soul, we begin to act with impure vices, and so then we need our, we use our organs more. Not only mind using mind, but we use our eyes, we use our tongue, we use our face, we use our forehead. You see at that time the photograph, our all our organs, then when they are more influenced, then hands are also used. More influence than violence, it means the whole body is used. In the same way, greed. Greed is in the air. I am not hungry. I come. Greed comes through the air actually. I am hungry, of course, but sometimes I am not hungry. And I see something very tasty. I have the fragrance. Oh, chips are being fried. This air feels okay. I'm not hungry, but I just want to taste. I taste one or two. And then I eat full plate. I don't realize that others also have to eat it. Automatically my nose started. My mouth became active. Desire. My hand moved forward. So whole, the body became connected with this. So this is, and it is, and if I have control, thought came, and now I have discipline. For example, a bhog is not offered yet. Chips are ready, but bhog is not offered. So still the fragrance is there. I have discipline. I'm using less. I am using with patience. Then all have to eat together. I eat also like others. I keep share of others as well. Automatically, there is less using of sense organs when vices are near, when vices are not influencing me. So it means bodylessness means vicelessness. Baba spoke the last message of perfection, bodyless, viceless, then egoless. Final lesson, egoless, because ego is in the sky, in the atmosphere, which does not need anyone else, just on itself. Lust, anger, two people. Anger needs not only the person near, you can throw a stone, you can shout down the phone, you can send an email. From a distance you can get angry and be angry. With human beings get angry. So use different, you begin to use mind, body, intellect, everything with it. And so this was bodilessness. Okay, then greed. Greed, attachment then, lust, anger, attachment. Attachment with human beings, attachment with objects. Not only human beings, living human beings, but they have left the body and we are attached to them. The body we have buried, the body we have cremated, but we are attached to their photo. We are attached to them. But greed is such we are attached to the non-living things. They don't have life, but we think that they are giving us life. Ego, it is in the sky in itself. And so, use body less and less with the awareness that angels, avyakt means first body less, then it is having the consciousness, being a trustee. When I say myself, but I am a householder, no, I need to have these things. So we convince ourselves, we allow ourselves to become more attached to vices and attached to the earthly way, and we say, but anyway, I am a human, no. I am not an angel. I am not a deity. What does it mean? These angels are pure. They are not attached. They are beyond. They are beyond name and fame. Beyond any kind of appreciation. Beyond, they do help and disappear. But here I want my name and fame. It should be my name should be glorified. So we begin to use our name more. We become dependent on fame more, and that is connected with the body. So bodilessness. And for that we practice that we are not only just householder, we are trustee. We have unlimited disinterest. We are unlimited sannyasi. We don't have to leave home, but we have to remain detached from this household. Each individual is householder. Everyone has this house to live in. And we begin to become attached according to the body, how much consciousness I am of the body and bodily relations, we are trapped in the consciousness of ordinary human being or householder or living in this. I am a human, no? I am a human, but I forget that I am being. This is why bodiless, bodiless. And then consciousness more increases the consciousness. I'm a pure and peaceful soul. I am a pure and peaceful soul. The second step is that I live in this body. I practice to use less and less these sense organs. And that certainly I need to be a detached observer. Observe it, but don't absorb the influence. Practice to be detached observer and active actor. Soul has to become very active to recognize what it is important and what is not important. I understand I need to take care of my body. Soul has to be sensible. I am trustee of this body. I am thankful to this body. Because if this body was not there, I couldn't speak to you. If body was not there, I could not even experience Baba's knowledge. I could not get this Baba's knowledge. Thanks to this body, that I am here, that I am able to experience what Baba's knowledge is. Thanks to Shiv Baba that he also takes Brahma Baba's body, that he is able to speak to me. I am able to hear Baba every day, the knowledge. But then it is, you become detached, like Brahma Baba became detached from the body, detached from bodily relations. And what he practiced, not only seeing himself a soul, but he practiced to see others also souls. And this is why when we hear Baba's story, that he used to write to practice, to change his vision, his drishti, his attitude. Then he practiced, his wife's name was Yashoda. He used to write Yashoda Atma, Yashoda Atma, soul. His son's name was Narayan, Narayan Atma. Daughter's name, Palu, Palu Atma, Palu Atma. Means he has, for every child was not child for him, but they were Atma, they were children. He loved them very much. He respected what their specialities, but his change is consciousness. So soul consciousness, I being myself detached as a soul, and also being trustee of my body, then also the seeing others as souls and being trustee of them as well, because they are only they here to play a part. Why this part is there? Because then we can exercise. Why this drama is there? Why we are come here on this planet? Was not it good to be remain long time in the soul world? Strange, we are making effort that we should be maximum time on this planet. This is thus we are making effort, no? To come first birth, to take first birth in the golden age, to take 84 birth. So must be some very special secret in it, no? The body is not bad, matter is not bad, but it is the influence, possessiveness. So we are not detached from the body and bodily relations. If we become detached, then we become active actor in right conscious way. Active actor means to act immediately our original qualities. Qualities in a pure way. Quality also pure. Because qualities also become impure when we are body conscious. For example, love is a very pure quality. It's pious, it's clean. God is love. But this love changes into attachment. Attachment is called vice. Attachment is Ravan and love is God. We conquer attachment and we develop love, because love is pure. So we are here to have this body to become detached and loving. Loving and detached. And that is possible only when we are detached observer and internally active actor. Our original qualities, godly qualities, soul qualities of knowledge, peace, purity, love, and benevolence, happiness. These qualities become active. Knowledge is, do I love the soul or body? then I will fulfill the desire or the need of the soul more than the need of the body. Why we become attached with our children? We can see why we become attached with human beings. Their desires are more influencing us rather than their qualities of the soul. And so active actor means body is here that we can exercise and experience our original qualities of soul consciousness. And that is, I have everything, but I am trustee. I am not attached, and a trustee is not actually, does not have the right to use anything from the trust of his own. It is for the benefit of others. Raja Janak was trustee. Brahma Baba became trustee. There was not attachment, and there was not a kind of favorism. He was so impartial. Was not any kind of practical examples for him. Brahma Baba became avyakt. Before he became avyakt, all his family members were there in the yajna. Whatever duties he gave to his laukic children, what it was interesting to see, interesting to watch how he was detached. Like others are doing yajna service, they are also doing yajna service. Nirmal Shantadadi, time will not allow me to go into stories, but I tell one or two stories about. So Nirmal Shantadadi was married to a millionaire person. Brahma Baba was very rich, and Nirmal Shantadadi's father-in-law, husband, they were no less than Brahma Baba. She was like being queen there. Her way of lifestyle was interesting, that everything is done, even if she toothpaste is also put by the maid to unbrush that she can brush her teeth and take. Everything means in a very queen-like being. And when she came in yajna, what a duty she had to clean the pots. Now she tells the story, the big, because 300 people are being, the food is cooked for them. And she was one day, and she used to clean the pots, big pots. One day, because pots are also sometimes when sweet thing is cooked, burnt. She found it difficult to take it, they remove it. So she thought, how should I remove now? She jumped in, because her hand could not go in. And so she tried to remove this. She was as moving to clean it, the pot was also moving. So Baba Mama passed through that, in that area. This is strange. The pot is moving by itself. What is this? And they came near, and Nirmal Shantadadi was in it. Baba said, daughter, what are you doing? She said, Baba, pot was, it was so sticky, and my hand could not reach there. So I jumped in to clean it. Another story. One time her slipper broke, torn out. She said, Baba, my slipper is torn out. It means to get from outside, buy it. Somebody has to go to buy. Baba said, child, you don't have even the skill of a cobbler. A cobbler, what will cobbler do? Stitch it. Can you not stitch? Don't you have that much of skills? So she had the challenge. So she made it. It became perfect. But She became then, anyone's slipper was broken, then Nirmala Shanta said, Dadi will mend it. This is how he did not think that she has come from that background. It was impartiality. No partiality in anything. Brahma Baba became, Mama became avyakt. He did not make the, in place of Mama, Nirmala Shanta Dadi or Brijendra Dadi's daughter-in-law. Didi Manmohini was taking care of the yajna. So this was being not, love was there, but attachment was not there. There was no less love for Nirmala Shanta Dadi than others. Baba always loved, trusted, and was very near. Brijendra Dadi was very near. All the avyakt, the part that Baba Dada played in the beginning, Shri Baba's incarnation, and the first vision, it was Brijendra Dadi. So what I want to say, reality, Brahma Baba's spirituality became reality. And reality was practiced with royalty. It was because Baba was detached observer of watching everyone, as seeing everyone his child, everyone his daughter, not just only his children, and that's why he was detached. His sons are doing business with the help of their uncles, but they don't have any right on this property, because he had already surrendered the property. He had already donated it. So what I want to say, unlimited renunciation of becoming an angel, detached, but at the same time, light, total light, free from. The first aspect is that it is being in this body, the embodiment of light. The soul is light, seeing others themselves light, and lightness means no heaviness. Brahma Baba had such a big responsibility, but his consciousness was always light. Karan Karavanhar is making it happen. It is his task. Waste was not there. What makes the body, mind, weight? Weight is not here. It's not, we can carry weight on our shoulder according to our capacity, but weight which is here, that is very heavy. That creates, not only just brings us down from human being to ordinary, but worse than when the intellect is holding only stones, imagine how much heavy it would be. When there are virtues, there's lightness, there's joy. When there are weaknesses and waste, it's heavy, headache. So we become more conscious of our bodily situations. And so angel means double light, free from bondage. Angel means subtle bondages are not there, means attachment is not there. Attachment creates bondage. Attachments create fear. Attachment creates worry. Avyakta stage does not create that. And so when virtues are becoming vices, we are becoming more earthly. Ordinary human beings are worse than animals. That's why Baba says, you have become like monkeys. You have to become like deities living in temple. And so this more and more, when we are trusty, detached, soul conscious, then you become avyakt. Angelic consciousness, avyakt stage. Avyakta means not like ordinary human beings. Totally detached from that. But vision, smile, versions and vibrations. Vision, drishti, smile, words that come from the mouth, versions and vibrations are totally on different level. This is avyakti stage. We see Brahma Bhava's avyakti stage. We see avyakti Bhava Dada on the stage. Many of you are experienced. No matter what is happening in the gathering, no matter whatever happening on the stage, Baba is totally detached. Constant stage of that. So to maintain that stage constant, constant loving, constant benevolent, so the secret is to intensify it, means attention, careful, cheerful, and again, holding that stage longer time, for longer time. So it also becomes natural. So then it is angelic stage, even body doesn't exist as with matter. It is also purified. And you could see Brahma Baba's body. Many have experience of the body of light. Myself, I also had many experience with Brahma Baba, the body of light, light body, transparent body, and lightness anyway, great joy and lightness. Let go of anything. And so when these practices there, certainly we are able to make the stage, using then virtues more and more, using vices less and less. And result is let go when we are using virtues more and more. Knowledge we are using more and more. Deep, clear, we are able to recognize. We are able to recognize what vices, what Maya is, what Raman is. Raman is visible by everyone. Others can tell me this is Raman, but my Maya only I know. Maya becomes Raman, or they are couple. Maya and Maya together. So Maya is subtle. Doubt, waste thoughts, weak thoughts, negative thoughts, lack of self-respect, lack of everything is Maya. Lack of faith is Maya. Lack of enthusiasm is Maya. Lack of courage. And through Maya then vices come. Raman is born in this aspect. And then they become forceful form. And so the more and more we are using godly virtues, then automatically the more light is increasing in our matter is also becoming purified. Food is purified. Behavior is purified. Interaction is purified. Because mind, intellect and sanskaras, all three are purified. And that's called angelic stage. Ego is impurity. Intellect is egoless. Mind is pure and powerful thought. Waste, weak thoughts is impurity. So, Baba, then making our personality divine, Brahma Baba's personality became extraordinary, divine, benevolent. And so when we are practicing all these qualities what Brahma Baba practiced, we achieve that intensifier, we reach that stage of avyakta or angelic stage. Om Shanti. The time says I should put full stop now. But practice, main thing is practice. Okay? Thank you. Om Shanti. Thank you, thank you. Perfect. Another meaning is perfection. Perfect action. Not only detached or active actions. Perfection. Free from defects and free from effect of negativity. Free from the defects of others. And then performance of perfection. Five, with all the qualities. Okay, now it's time for meditation and practice soul consciousness, bodiless stage, incorporeal stage, seed stage.
Thank you.